The Guardian.
Mr. Speaker, let me start with Be Sky B. The Prime Minister said in his statement something that he said on a number of occasions, which is that he was excluded from the formal decision-making process. But with respect, that doesn't quite answer the questions he's been asked. Last Friday, he revealed that since taking office, he had met representatives of News International or News Corp, including Rebecca Brooks and James Murdoch, on 26 separate occasions. So the first question I have for the Prime Minister is whether he can assure the House that the Be Sky B bid was not raised in any of those meetings or in phone calls with those organisations, and whether he can also say whether at any time he discussed the bid with the Culture Secretary or indeed any of his officials discussed the bid with the officials of the Culture Secretary.
He asked about the issue of Be Sky B. The Cabinet Secretary has said there was no breach of the ministerial code. You heard the evidence of Rebecca Wade yesterday saying there was not one single inappropriate conversation. And when it comes to setting out meetings with News Corporation, I have set out every single meeting since the last election. No.
Ben Bradshaw, in his conversations with the Murdochs, with Mrs. Brooks and other News Corp people, was there ever any mention of the Be Sky B bid?
As Rebecca Brooks said yesterday in Parliament, there was never a conversation that could have been held in front of the Select Committee. He asked me to answer the question. Perhaps he will now be transparent, as he was Culture Secretary, about all of the contacts he has had with News International over many years. I have set out the clearest possible position. It is for others now to do the same thing.
Dennis Skinner.
In the course of the past few minutes, the Prime Minister has been asked a simple question twice and refused to answer it. As Prime Minister, did he ever discuss the question of the Be Sky bid with News Internationals at all the meetings that they attended?
I never had one inappropriate conversation. I completely took myself out of any decision-making about this bid. I had no role in it. I had no role in when the announcements were going to be made. That is the point.
Mr. Mike Hancock.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Putting aside what's appropriate and what's inappropriate, could the Prime Minister just say whether or not, in the conversations he had, the question of the Be Sky B takeover was mentioned?
The point I'm trying to make is this. I had no responsibility for the Be Sky B takeover. I specifically asked to be taken out of any of the decision-making and any of the information because I didn't want to put myself in any sort of compromising position. I was very clear about that, so much so that I didn't even know when many of the key announcements were being made. That is why Rebecca Brooks was quite able to say at the House of Commons yesterday that there wasn't a single conversation that couldn't have taken place in front of the Select Committee. Now, I know that many people were hoping for some great allegation yesterday that could add to their fevered conspiracy theories. I'm just disappointed for them that they didn't get one.
Yeah. Chukaramuna. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Can I return to the responses that the Prime Minister has given to the members for Bolsover and Portsmouth South? He said that he hadn't had any inappropriate discussions with News International executives regarding Be Sky B's bid. Can I ask him which discussions he had with the said executives that he deemed were appropriate, who the executives were, and what the contents of those discussions were?
All these meetings are now published. He can look on the internet and see every single meeting that I had. And perhaps when he does that, he might ask his good friend, the Right Honourable Gentleman, the Leader of the Opposition, why he doesn't do the same thing.
Mr. Jeremy Corbyn.
Prime Minister, another opportunity to say on what occasions and with whom and where, during the time since he became Prime Minister, he's ever discussed the Murdoch bid to take over Be Sky B completely.
The discussion I had was to make sure I wasn't involved in this decision. So I didn't discuss it with the Culture Secretary. I didn't know about the timing of many of the key announcements. I wasn't involved. That was the sensible thing to do. Conduct that not necessarily was engaged in by my predecessors.
Mr. Barry Gardner.
welcome the Prime Minister's transparency in making available the 26 meetings with News Corp and News International. I welcome the fact that he was able to say that no inappropriate conversations took place between him and BSkyB. Can he tell us that no appropriate conversations about the bid took place at those meetings also?
All my conversations are appropriate.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.